Coming up on a landmark dub, let's talk about a new way to deliver babies orally. Obama's secret abduction of alien toddlers, plus I run down the 450 most common mistakes new parents make. All that and a whole lot more awaits you on Peter Parker, the Spectacular Daddy on Board, coming up next. Greetings, loyal dub obbers. This is Mike Quackenbush at the microphone, as ever. For the last 2.5 years, you've welcomed me into your ear canals on a weekly basis to deliver unto you some straight talk about being a parent. This opportunity and your continued loyalty, I am grateful. This program was the progeny of an off-the-cuff idea I tossed to my longtime friend Clayton Morris during a time when we were discussing co-authoring a book about our experiences as new fathers. The book gave way to the podcast you now know as Daddy on Board, and as we struggled to find a format that really worked for our show, we went from being a video program to an audio one. To set the record straight, that was 100% my doing. For reasons dark and lawyery, Clayton departed the show about a year back, and since then I've flown solo on the podcast to mixed results. The listenership, like the direction of this show, has changed dramatically in the last 50 episodes, and the Daddy on Board has become less of a daddy blog and more of a news show, which is just fine by me. I can still sneak in my sarcastic remarks as I see fit, and it's unlikely that I'll be reprimanded for doing so. In the past, this program proved to be the network leader at Grizzly Productions, sometimes appearing in the top-ranked podcasts in all of iTunes, and sometimes eclipsing other, more deserving shows. Despite all these changes, my time as the voice of Daddy on Board has seen one thing remain constant: the support of Cobra Electronics, who believe in the power of this podcast and have trusted in my ability not just as a podcaster, but as an end user of their products, to tell the world about them and their innovations. I am genuinely thankful for the faith they put in me, and I hope that I've done right by them and the brand they have built. I'm sorry things have gone so poorly for them in their never-ending war against G.I. Joe. They certainly have much cooler gadgets at their disposal than the Joes. Just look at Cobra.com and see for yourself. Changes in both my personal life and my professional life have made it increasingly difficult for me to deliver this podcast week in and week out. There are stories that I find in my weekly DOB rundowns that, given my current situation, I find too difficult to digest, let alone deliver to an audience, and the focus that a program like this requires is sometimes absent during the hours and hours it takes to record even a 20-minute show. Such a scenario is less than fair to loyal dub bobbers like you, and to the sponsors that make the show possible through their financial support. And it is for these reasons, and others I choose to withhold at this moment, that the 120th Daddy on Board must also be the last. In parting, let me offer these tidbits to anyone and everyone. Do not record podcasts using the program Audacity. It is a path to madness, not unlike getting stuck behind a senior citizen driving up a mountain in a wood-paneled 87 Oldsmobile wagon without a lane to pass them. Use PowerGramo, aspiring podcasters. Pay the $35 for it. It's worth it. Parents, you can read every book ever written about parenting and how to do it right, and I am here to tell you that none of that matters unless it was a book written by you. Your experience will not be my experience, and it will not be the experience of the generation that came before us, nor the generation that is currently struggling to understand that you don't stick your hand in the flushing toilet and you don't eat Jell-O with your eyebrows. I think all those books, with their contradicting theories and methodologies and subjective, air quotes around the word, data, are a waste of your time and money. Get some more sleep. Put your money toward your caffeine habit. Thank you to my long-suffering editor, Jim Metzendorf, for sifting through the 8-hour marathon recording sessions to find the 2 usable minutes. Thank you to Cobra and to the other companies that put their money into the frightening, untested new media domain of podcasting. And thanks to you, loyal dob bobbers, those that sent in their little victories so that I could mispronounce their names time and time again, to those that came out to meet me as I travel the nation in my role as a professional wrestler, and even to those of you that did nothing more than download an episode of this show. I hope today wasn't your first. You'll find this a most confusing place to start listening. Adios, amigos.